Hello and welcome to the Adoration Songbook. My name is Paul Usher at the Center for Church Music in Grand Haven, Michigan. Our program is about singing, the singing of great hymns that will nurture and strengthen your faith. Today we sing a remarkable hymn whose message is as old as the Reformation itself. So listen as we sing, I Greet Thee, Who My Sure Redeemer Art.
I greet thee.
As we sing this hymn, we go to the very heart of the gospel, the doctrine of Christ's redemptive work on the cross. And as we examine the words of the hymn, our hearts are thrilled and humbled. Thrilled because we, like St. Paul, know that we are the chief of sinners, deserving of no special favor or help. But as the flood of Christ's atonement rolls over us, our heart sings with joy and yet humility for God's generous grace and unmerited favor. This hymn first appeared in a hymn book, a collection of psalms, in French by the way, called the Strasbourg Psalter around 1550. It's helpful to know that the Strasbourg Psalter was assembled by none other than John Calvin himself. In fact, many believe he is the author of these words. But without knowing for sure, we can say that this hymn has been an important part of the Church of Jesus Christ for over 450 years. So I pray that you will be motivated to learn and sing this ancient and beautiful prayer of redemption.
Thou art the King of mercy and of grace, reigning omnipotent in every place. So come, O King, and our whole being sway. Shine on us with the light of thy word.
On our website, songsandhymns.org, that's songsandhymns.org, you'll find all the five stanzas of this historic hymn. We'll sing three today, but on our website, you can view and download the others. Each of the five stanzas center on the attributes of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our sure Redeemer, the King of mercy and of grace, the life by which alone we live. He is true and perfect gentleness. And finally, in stanza five, He is our hope and the source of our faith. As we look at almost 2,000 years of church history, it's clear that singing a hymn has always been an important part of preparing for the Christian's day, a day filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. For when you sing a hymn at the beginning of the day, you condition your mind for the stress and struggle that seems to be a part of all of our lives. And don't forget, we have a new CD that's just been released, Great Hymns of the Faith, Volume 3. You can order a copy on the website, songsandhymns.org, or call us at 800-587-5780.